Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 20. Ephesians 5, 15 to 20. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My theme for reflection is living wisely. Living wisely. There is something almost playful about the way we talk about time. We say, I just need more hours in a day. As if time were something we could negotiate with, like a stubborn colleague who might finally agree to cooperate if we push hard enough. And yet, for all our planning and rushing, time keeps moving at its own quiet, steady pace. Into this familiar struggle, Ephesians 5:15-20 offers a different vision, not of controlling time, but of living wisely within it. Paul writes to a community learning what it means to live as people awakened by Christ. Be careful then how you live, he says. Not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time. In the early Christian context, this was not abstract advice. These believers lived in a complex, often hostile world, where faith required discernment, courage, and clarity. To live wisely meant recognizing that every moment was an opportunity not merely for productivity, but for participating in God's unfolding purpose. Paul's phrase, because the days are evil, does not invite fear, but awareness. It is an honest acknowledgement that life is shaped by competing influences, some life-giving, others destructive. Yet the call is not to withdraw from the world, but to engage it thoughtfully, discerning what the will of the Lord is. And that will, as the wider letter makes clear, is nothing less than the reconciliation and renewal of all things in Christ. As Kierkegaard once observed, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. Wisdom, then, is not about perfect foresight, but about faithful attentiveness, living each moment in light of God's larger story. This wisdom is not sustained by human effort alone. Paul contrasts being drunk with wine with being filled with the Holy Spirit. One dulls awareness, the other sharpens it. One leads to excess and fragmentation, the other to wholeness and harmony. To be filled by the Spirit is to be shaped by God's presence so that our lives begin to resonate with praise, gratitude, and mutual encouragement. Notice how communal this is, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. The Spirit does not isolate, the Spirit gathers, builds, and strengthens. Scripture echoes this vision in Colossians 3:16, where believers are urged to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom and singing with gratitude in your hearts. The Spirit-filled life is not merely inward. It becomes audible, visible, and shared. For Christian people today, this is deeply practical. We live in a culture of constant distraction where time is easily consumed by rarely considered. We can be endlessly busy and yet spiritually unawakened. Paul invites us into a different rhythm, to see time as a gift, to notice opportunities for kindness, justice, and faithfulness, and to cultivate a life where gratitude outweighs complaint. It also challenges how we understand fulfillment. The world often equates fullness with accumulation, more achievement, more possessions, more recognition. But Paul suggests that true fullness is rational and spiritual, being filled by God's presence, expressed in worship, community, and thanksgiving. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how am I currently using the time I have, wisely or merely busily? Number two, what would it look like for my daily life to reflect the presence of God more intentionally? And now our practical exercise for the day. Pause three times, morning, afternoon, evening, and ask, Lord, how can I live wisely in this moment? Then act on one small concrete prompting, an encouraging word, a moment of prayer, an act of gratitude. Gracious God, giver of time and source of wisdom, teach us to live not in haste or distraction, but with attentiveness to your presence. Fill us with your spirit that our lives may reflect your joy, your truth, and your peace. Help us to use each moment well, to build up others, to give thanks, and to walk in your will. And may our lives become a song of praise offered to you in all we do. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.